This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I'm looking at an article. It's DallasNews.com, as in Dallas, Texas. Headline, Texas officer. Oh, jeez, commercial comes up. Unbelievable. Don't you hate that when the commercials come up and they block what you're trying to see? I can't even read it now. Texas officer offered to dismiss a woman's tickets in exchange for nude photos, police say. And here's the article. An officer with the Baytown Police Department near Houston, that's Houston, Texas, has been accused of offering to dismiss two traffic tickets for an 18-year-old driver if she sent him nude photos. Officer Michael Kopick, C-O-P-P-O-C-K, 33, told the woman he would change the two traffic tickets for speeding and an expired registration to warnings in exchange for pictures, according to affidavits obtained by KHOU-TV. The woman told KHOU-TV that Kopick contacted her on social media about an hour after he pulled her over. Police say they viewed the screenshots of the conversation and described them as clearly coercive in nature, according to KHOU. Kopick didn't apply to an email from the station seeking comment on the allegations. He hasn't been charged. He has not been charged. So here we have a guy. We pay him to protect and serve, and he wants nude pictures of an 18-year-old girl. How do we trust somebody like that?
Well, it gives a whole new meaning to the word serve. If you're an animal breeder, the word serve has a particular meaning. I'm a dog breeder.
Yeah, service.
The word serve has a particular meaning in my world. That's one of I breed border collies, sheepdogs, and I breed border collie crosses. Crossed with other types of sheepdog, and also crossed with Jack Russells. And some of those will go to being sheepdogs, and some of them will go to various other farm-related purposes, like, for instance, protecting the farm from rampaging rabbits and such like, you know. There's a little little dog called a Jack Russell Terrier. And they're a jolly fine little dog. They're a really, really first-class rabbiter. But the strain that I've got is called a Parsons Jack Russell. It's the original Jack Russell Terrier. So I breed those, and I cross them with the Border Collies to make a dog called a Border Jack, which is a good all-round farm dog. And I've heard it's also quite good at flyball, but that's beside the point. getting back to the topic, police, and, I've actually got, if you want to go and have a look at my YouTube channel, I've run into this problem myself, because I had it was the same officer that punched the woman in the stomach. This was before he'd done that. Okay, this was probably about within 2 weeks from when we first arrived here, about 4 years ago. I'd been carting fencing materials all day. I pulled over to the side of the road to have a sleep because I was absolutely exhausted. that's what the Victoria Police actually advise us that you do. That's what all Australian state polices advise, because it's such a huge country. People want to get home and they'll keep driving. They'll drive themselves off the road into a ditch because they quite literally fall asleep at the wheel. I don't know if that's a problem where you are, but it certainly
sure,
is a
we
problem
have,
here.
It's a problem here, and we have truck drivers. Here's what we're doing in the United States. We had used to have a lot of rest stops, and the state would put them in where trucks could pull over and take that nap and be safer on the road. Well, we're pulling them out. We're closing them. We're shutting them down. Now the truck drivers are pulling over on the exit ramps, the entrance ramps, and they're idling their vehicles there because there's no place or fewer places for them to go. It's an outrage.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have enough money to do all these things. Now it seems like we're broke.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what happened. I'd pulled over, not on an official rest stop, just on the side of the road because I was really, really tired. And I fell asleep. I only meant to sleep for about 15 minutes. But about 2 or 3 hours later, I hear this bang, 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 bang on my windshield, and I wake up, and this bright light is shining through my windscreen of my car. You know, I think it was the driver's side, you know, driver's side door windscreen. And it was this blooming police officer. And he asked me what I was doing. And I said, well, I'm trying to have a sleep, you know. And here's a handy tip. Nothing that you say when you are within about 10 seconds or 30 seconds of you waking up can be used in a court of law against you, because you can say just about anything in that context, and it's not going to be accurate, it's not going to be true. The same thing as anything that you say within about, if you're in any sort of a state of shock, okay, because you are not in your right mind, and you will say almost anything as a result of a fight or flight reflex that operates from the reptilian part of your brain, the brain stem, okay? And its main concern is survival. It's there to keep you alive. And when you have had a major incident, you will naturally find that you will tend to operate from the brainstem. You could fling out with your arms. You could fling out with your fists. If you feel that you're in danger, you could just do things that you would normally no way ever do, because you feel that your life is in danger. And you are not, under those circumstances, if you have just been involved in a serious life-threatening situation, you are not responsible for your own actions. And no court can legitimately hold you to be responsible for your own actions. But I want to really, really talk about what people should do if they are in these sorts of situations. Okay? Because this is really, really serious. I've been in this situation myself. That cop, the same cop that bashed my friend in the belly so badly that she was hospitalized for a week, he was going to come around to my house in the middle of the night. Okay? He actually said, the words came out of his mouth, I'm coming around to your house later on. Okay? And at this time, it would have been around about midnight. And I did not sleep much that night. I was terrified, you know, because this, and I said to him at the time, if you come around to my place without a warrant, that would be trespass. We need to give these cops all the respect that they deserve. And in a lot of cases, that's absolutely none. They are not above the law. They have to be held accountable to the law. Okay? I am not talking about people going out and harming people. All right? But what I am talking about is, I have to word this really, really carefully here. you have the right to charge people with trespass, okay, if they trespass on your property, okay? You have the right to issue them with infringement notices. They are not above the law. They work for a private corporation called military contractors, okay? In other words, they're mercenaries. They should not have half the protections that they have under the law. But if you respond with armed force, probably you're going to come out worse for it. You're either going to be dead or in prison in fairly short order, even if you live in an area where you still have your Second Amendment rights. Because they have unlimited numbers of fellow Blue Team members who they can call upon. Okay? And the community, most of them, 99% of them, just don't understand yet that this is the enemy, that we have been taken over and occupied. So armed force, I would say, in the majority of cases at the moment, is not an option. But what you can do is you can hold them accountable to the law. In my experience, I have tried filing complaints with the Internal Complaints Division of the Victoria Police. In my experience, that goes nowhere. And why would it? Because these guys are all, they actually, in the Victoria Police now, they call themselves members. They're not officers anymore. They're members. And when I heard that, the part of me that, you know, has my husband's DNA, and there's a thing about husbands and wives having the same DNA after a while. Well, my husband, he was a gang member. Actually, he was a gang leader. Okay? He was second in command of the knife gang in Glasgow, which is one of the biggest gangs in Glasgow to this day. And it was his great uncle who actually set up the knife gang when Archie was a child back in the 1930s. And they did that because they had a bit of a problem. And that was, you know, that other gangs were running rampant and the Blue Team seemed to be completely incompetent about doing anything about it. And so my husband's uncle decided that he would get some friends together and maintain their own security patrols at that time.
Hold that thought. We're going to a break. Kenneth Isaacs with us. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
In Missouri, there's been some discussion about jailing prisoners, people who have been arrested by the Blue Team. Let me read this headline, MissouriNet.com. Missouri Attorney General not planning to intervene in jail inmate fight night allegations. May 18th, 2017. The Missouri Attorney General's office does not anticipate at this time getting involved in claims that have been made about inmate fight nights at the Vernon County Jail in Missouri. This matter is under pending litigation in the Vernon County Circuit Court, says Deputy Chief Staff Lori Ann Paradise. The Attorney General's office is aware and is monitoring, but we do not anticipate intervening at this time. The jail, its jailers, and the sheriff are being sued for allegedly staging inmate fight nights.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it goes on to say that when people are in jail, they have no choice but to engage in these fights. So it sounds to me like the cops are involved in staging fights and forcing prisoners to fight each other, people whom they have arrested and jailed and told that they will be involved in fights. And if they don't, it'll be worse for the prisoners. Now, and what is the Attorney General doing about
slavery.
It?
what's the difference between that and what the Romans were doing with going around to, you know, Hebrew villages, Arab villages, other tribal villages, and basically coming in with overwhelming force, dragging off the able-bodied men and chucking them into the Colosseum and, you know, telling them to fight or it will be much worse. It's no different. This is getting absolutely disgusting. These people need to be sued. But not only that, we have to stop consenting to their behaviour. Now, you might think, well, I don't agree with their behaviour. Of course I don't agree. Yeah, but you need to realise that there are actually laws out there that they have to keep to because their whole structure relies on these laws. And that's especially the universal, the UCC codes, okay? And I think I mentioned one of these last Friday. There's quite a number of them that relate to contract without consent, okay? If you are a corporation, which, as I've already pointed out, I don't know of any police force, really, that is not actually a corporation at this time. Okay? Usually they are military industrial contractors, and it's exactly the same companies that our so-called government calls upon when they need to have some dirty work done in places like Central Europe or the Middle East. It's actually the same company, okay? You just take the police uniform off and you put another uniform on and it's the same guy. They operate according to the same rule book, okay? They have their rule book that's for public release and then they have how things actually go, which is their tacit, unspoken rule book. And that's what the cop who came to your meetups was talking about, okay? Now, for one thing, you need to hold them to their written rule book, which usually has something in it, which is a code of conduct, which usually has something that relates to your human rights. You need to go on the internet and you need to download a document called the United Nations International Declaration of Human Rights, and you need to just about totally memorize it, okay? Especially probably about the first, probably about the first 15 articles of that, especially Article 13. You have the right to freely travel within state, that means national boundaries. We've got music again. We're heading into the last segment, aren't we?
No, this is the bottom of the hour. We've got two more segments. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs, I'm looking at an article, WashingtonPost.com. This is a year of reckoning. Police fatally shoot nearly 1,000.
Oh, my God.
Police were fatally... Okay. How many? 564. Okay. 90 of them were unarmed. 965 were fatally shot by the police in 2015. 564 were armed with a gun. 281 armed with another weapon. 90 were unarmed. Okay. Now, it goes on to say, this is amazing. I'm jumping to the middle of the article. It says, Officer Lisa Markle has chased Kasich, first by car, then on foot. Now she zapped him with her taser, and he's writhing on the ground, on the snow, jammed up against a line of trees. Viewed through the camera attached to the officer's each of three shocks. Kasich reacts to each of the three shocks from the stun gun. Merkel is screaming, orders Kasich, who's already involuntarily on the ground, get on the ground, get on the ground. Okay, he responds, okay. The officer stands over him, repeatedly ordering him to lie down, show your hands. The 59-year-old does just that. He moans out in pain, pulls his right hand out from under his head, and stretches to display the hand. But three times during the video, Kasich does other things with his hands. As he says, okay, okay, to the officer's command, he reaches toward his jacket pocket. A little later, his left hand moves toward his front pants pocket. He appears to be trying to remove the taser wires from his clothing. 30 seconds later, he uses his left hand to lift himself slightly from the snow. Then, pop, shots fired. Within seconds, Kasich is flat on his stomach. He lifts his head. The officer now says, keep your hands where I can see them. The video ends. Kasich is dead, shot twice in the back. He was unarmed. And here's what he did. Here's what he did. He gave chase after he was pulled over for having an expired inspection sticker on his car.
So that's an expired motor vehicle registration.
Yeah.
He's dead. He's dead because he couldn't afford to pay the rego on his car.
Right. Probably right.
That is absolutely George. I thought I couldn't be surprised anymore, Vincent. I'm speechless. I'm absolutely, disgustedly speechless. And I'm getting the feeling that this is actually not uncommon. That this is actually really, really common out there in the universe. Would I be mistaken?
No, I just did a search. It says, so I type in, cop shoots unarmed teen. Okay? And here are some of the results. Black man with hands up, shot 10 times by Houston police. Cop shoots unarmed man in Charlotte, 10 times. North Carolina officer won't face second trial for shooting unarmed man. So, why is it that warning shots are not fired, you know, in the ground? Why is it that these police feel that they absolutely, positively have to empty their handgun into somebody?
Because they're military contractors. They're not law enforcement.
I'm just asking the rhetorical question.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's right.
Obviously, something is really, really wrong. Their training is wrong. The people who train these cops to do this should be arrested. If they're training to empty their handguns, if they're training the police to shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot until your magazine is empty, it's crazy. And people are getting shot in the back. And here's what really bothers me. The cops say the same thing all the time. I was in fear of my life. I was in fear I was going to die. Really, the guy's running away. The cop shoots the victim in the back, and then the cop says he was afraid. Really?
Yeah.
The guy's running away.
That's what they're
putting
told
more
to say.
Yes. So that's what they say.
I leave the scene. Okay. I leave the scene of an accident because I'm in fear of my life. Because there's a cop out there who, you know, circulates in the area, who's threatened to come round to my place in the middle of the night, who's told me he's going to, for no reason, put me in jail when I'm driving my horse and cart around, who, I've, you know, So I found out, bashed up my friend so badly that he put her in hospital for a week. And I leave the scene of an accident and don't wait for the police to show up because I'm in fear of my life.
Yep. And I understand
how it
goes. I understand it. And here's my concern. So you look like Steve Angle, right? Steve Angle looks out the window and he sees the cops. He goes, oh, it's not so bad. It's the cops. It's not a bunch of ruffians. It's the cops. And, of course, then they beat him up when he opens his door. The answer is don't open the door. But here's the question. So you see these cops at your door, and there are many of them. And they've got a battering, and they've got their black uniform on. They've got their Kevlar helmets on. They've got their riot gear on. One or two of them has a battering ram, and they're going to bash your door down. Now, does that constitute being in fear of your life? You bet.
Yeah.
You bet it does. You bet it does. So, I mean, what am I supposed to do if I see a situation like that? And I see that these guys, I don't know who they are. They're all dressed in black. They've got face masks on. They could be the police. I don't know. And they're going to bash my door down or someone else's door down. What does a person do? Do you say, are you kidding me? There's four of them, six of them, 12 of them. I don't know. Looks like they're going to kill us. Looks like they're going to kill us all. Everyone's got a gun, at least. Handgun, rifles, assault weapons, shotguns, tear gas.
And that,
they're all out there. They're coming in. They're uninvited. They're trespassing. What are we supposed to do?
In that situation, I would say they're probably planning to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. That's how I see it.
Or so totally and permanently incapacitate you, at least. I would say I would probably go with the worst-case scenario, and I would say they're going to kill you, and you have every common law right to defend your life and your property. Now, like I said, I have to be really, really careful with what I say here. I would say retreat is probably the better option if you can.
Yeah, they're probably at the back door too, though.
If they have blocked you in, okay, you are entitled by whatever means. You are going to die anyway. You have to assume that you are going to die. Okay, and you, under those circumstances, I would say they've completely blocked you in. They're coming at you with overwhelming force. You are entitled to defend yourself by whatever means presents itself. Okay, that's really, really a hard thing to say. I do not want to say that because, you know, but what can you do? If they come at you with overwhelming force like that, okay, and you have no way out, and they are not being reasonable. They are not in a mood to discuss things, okay? And like I say, if you have the option to flee, that is obviously the better option because you are not going to... It's always better to not hurt people than to hurt people. But if you are not given a choice, okay, it's better to go down fighting, in my humble opinion. And like I say, maybe that's the Crusader Knight coming out in me. Maybe that's my ancestors who were British cavemen and who fought giants. And the giants are now extinct in the island of Britain, and the cavemen descendants are not. They're out there and about there walking around. I occasionally meet a fellow caveman descendant, and we're a pretty interesting bunch. There's not many of us, but we're out there. You know, you are entitled to defend yourself, okay? If it is, if you have the blue team, as what happened before, coming up the driveway, and they have their regular uniforms on, and there's five or six of them or whatever, and they, you know, are in a confrontational mood, but they're not in SWAT team mode, okay? You tell them to leave your property. Actually, if you even have the SWAT team coming, you have got to say, you are here with unauthorized force. You need to leave my property now. You need to tell that to them, okay? And for one thing, that will help to keep you calm, Okay, and it will help to keep you out of brainstem mode, because, like I said, brainstem mode fights without thinking about it. Okay, it's there for your survival. All right, but if you can, it's best to stay out of that mode, because you'll end up doing something you really, really regret if you're in brainstem mode. But if you have, as I had last year, five or six cops coming up your driveway, you need to say, get off my land. You are trespassing. Get off my land. And you need to be insistent about that, and you need to stand your ground, show your hands, show that you're unarmed, and just insist with your voice, get off my land. You're invading my privacy. You are invading my rights of habeas corpus, and you need to leave now or you're going to be subject to, penalties of, infringement penalties.
How about this one?
What do you mean? And so I'm going to issue you some fines, punitive damages, get off my land. Okay, and that's what you need to do. That is, and if they refuse to leave, after they've gone, you need to make up an affidavit as soon as possible, detailing exactly what happened, and you need to get it sworn by, and you need to get it witnessed by a judge, and you need to pursue legal action against those police officers.
Gwyneth, the question is, what happens when they cut your phone line, cut your power line, and disrupt your cell communications so you can't get word outward? Think about that.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Breaking news.
Can you keep up with it?
Does it affect you financially?
Yes, you can keep up if you have MarketVulture.com. MarketVulture levels the playing field by providing the same type of service that hedge funds, Wall Street traders, security firms, and government agencies use, but not for thousands of dollars. Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's a television show that you can watch on Netflix. It's called Blue Bloods. The star of the show is Tom Selleck. And it's about a police family. Police commissioner, current police commissioner, his father in the series is a former police commissioner. Selleck's son in the series is a detective first grade. His other son is a beat cop. And his daughter is a assistant district attorney, all in New York, New York City's finest. And they refer to it as a family business. They refer to it as a family business. It's a business.
Yep.
Arresting people. They lie. They cheat. They obfuscate. They confuse. They misrepresent. They break the law. I'm talking about the Blue Bloods. They break the law. And they all appear to be this Catholic family. I was raised Catholic. They all appear, they say grace. They're a wonderful family. I mean, there's some very good points to it. But there's some dark sides about how they manipulate people. And what are they going after? More arrests. More convictions.
Yeah.
Putting more people in jail. That's the goal. More arrests, more convictions, more people in jail.
Yeah.
And it's over drugs. It's over small crimes. And there's some, you know, murders as well. But the point is, so here's a story about a Kentucky police officer. And the police released a video of a cop shooting an unarmed black man almost immediately after telling him to put his hands up. The Louisville Metro Police Department released a body camera video showing the shooting of an unarmed black man that occurred almost immediately after the officer shouted, and they always shout, right, at him to put his hands up. Police Chief Steve Conrad said that there was he was reserving judgment until the completion of an internal investigation after the video was released on Thursday. The victim, a 38-year-old Bruce Warwick, is currently in the hospital in critical condition after being shot in the stomach. The incident unfolded Wednesday morning as three officers searched an abandoned house after receiving reports about a man using drugs outside the residence before going inside. In the video, officers were seen shouting as they walked around in the house, identifying themselves multiple times, asking anyone there to come out with their hands up. Eventually, Officer Sarah Stumler approaches a box spring leaning against the wall. Peeking behind the box spring, she sees Warwick hiding. Stumler shouts, "Show your hands," before almost immediately discharging her weapon. She fires, and then she swears.
That'd be the clip, right?
Well, I don't know how many times, but she shot him. The officers guide him, the victim, to the floor. He doubles over in pain. And then they handcuff him. Then they wait for an ambulance. They apply pressure, and they tell him he's fine. He's fine. You're okay. Just hold on. So here we have a cop.
Yeah, they just shot him, and he's okay. He's going to be fine.
Right. 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 That guy should own that police department. Now, here's what I want to know. I want to know why, when this happens, when a police officer shoots somebody, and the cops rally in the blue.
Why are they not charged with attempted murder?
Correct. Number one. Number two. Why aren't they individually charged? Why is that officer on a paid leave or paid desk duty? Okay. Why are they paid? Because when the cops arrest one of us and we end up in jail, we lose our jobs because we can't get there. We may lose our house because we can't make our mortgage payments or our car payments, right? They seem to get
depends
continued
on your career.
Pay.
You might lose your whole career depending on
why,
what career you have.
Right. Why is it that the cops are allowed to continue to get paid? I'd like to see the pay stop right then and there. Right then and there. While they're under investigation. And here's why.
That's right.
If it happened like that, the same way it happens to us, cops would be really worried. They say, you know what, I better not pull out my gun and shoot that guy, because I might lose my house, my car, my family, like the rest of us would. It's a double standard. It's unacceptable and needs to change right now.
That's the end of the show,
isn't
it?
It is. By the way, Gwyneth, I just want to let you know, I got two apologies from the state of Missouri for coming after us for alleged sales tax that was never due, and they apologized. They said, you know what? We were wrong. We were wrong. Most so sorry. So, ladies
don't
and gentlemen, class,
that's what
you can
gotta do.
You got to get tough.
UCC-1308.
Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us. See you next week. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.